CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Did you hear the guy said, do you know what's going on? Did you hear that, people? Did you? Hello?
I feel like it's my first day here.
But I don't know what's going on, but I think we can be heard now.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
No, Christian. Ach, sister. Is that you?
Casper! Gewoonlik doen ons dit met Betty.
I know, but today is like a special day.
Why?
Okay? Christian, try it.
I'm talking into a microphone.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Christian.
Hi.
Go sit there.
I'll go sit there.
Go sit there, Christian. Let's see what happens.
Shame.
The mic is open for you. Hello?
Hi.
Oh. Okay, so this thing I'll sort out, don't you worry. So you are, for now, you there, Christian. Are you well?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm hot. Kan iemand asseblief die fucking aircon on sit? Do you know where to do it?
I see you.
Oh, there, oh, thanks.
That's you.
Okay.
And Gavin is here.
Gavin?
Yes, hello. Wait, I think all of the aircon's wind is like on me.
Okay.
And you're not getting it?
I'm not getting it.
Any of it.
Yeah. No.
You're not getting any of it.
I'm not getting any of it, Gavs. But it's
okay.
Is
this mine?
Yes.
There was just a confusion here with the mics. I just I'm trying to find poor old Christian's mic, but I will get it. But for now, he's there.
I'm right here.
I know.
I not only feel like it's my first day, I feel disoriented because I'm not sitting at my normal spot.
I know. It's a pity,
it's fine,
man.
We'll make the most of it.
Yeah. So welcome to the show today. We got a very interesting show, I would say.
Why?
Because we don't know what's going on.
It's a wild card.
It's a wild card show, and it is being done to test us. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but this happens once a year, and you are the unfortunate ones where we are now with the show where we test you.
What? I'm scarily confused.
I know.
I'm worried.
I'm very worried.
Kom, daar's nog tyd, Christian. Ons kan nou uithardloop.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been a pleasure. Wat, hy gaan ons mic afsit.
Oh my God. He's going to start quizzing us. He's like, so, when did podcasting begin?
Let's see if this works.
Hey! Guys,
wait, listen to this. This is apparently a new song.
Is it?
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Sound Shawn Mendes.
Under pressure.
Oi.
Mm.
Oi. Oh. Do you think?
Oh, isn't that the rap song or something?
No, man.
This is
Queen. It's Queen.
Yeah. Pushing down pressure on me. There we go.
Pushing down on me.
Pressing down. It sounds like it's in the building next door. Splits a family in two, puts people on streets. Baby, let's put them louder. It's okay. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow. So that's Shawn Mendes. Yeah. Pressure on people on streets. Featuring Teddy.
Mm-mm. Teddy?
No, yeah. I don't know Teddy.
Okay. Roosevelt.
Sorry. Are you all well?
Very well. Very, very, very well. Looking at the Brevecto thing from later, and it's just like, please God, say something positive about dogs for once.
We're going to have a guest later. I nearly said earlier. Called Yaku, who's a friend of the show. He's a Fots. He's a Fots. I don't know whether he has
Yaku 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 Yaku.
I don't know if we have already made him a sir. We'll find out. But until then, we'll ask him to tell us things about dogs when he comes.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, otherwise, if he can't, Gavin, it's up to you to tell us something nice about Bravecto and dogs. Please, my darling.
We believe in you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
I don't have a story. I just got interesting facts about dogs that I didn't know that I read.
I've got an okay story. Like, it's mildly positive that it doesn't end in a dog.
But I don't want it now.
I know.
But we're just preparing you.
We're just preparing.
Unscripted radio.
Yes. I want to tell you all about myself first.
Okay. Tell us about you.
How was your week, Casper?
Do you know about my tooth, man?
Your tooth.
I saw a picture of you laying on a...
I know.
Chair. A dentist chair.
A dentist chair, man.
So is that why you're speaking so funny?
Yeah, because I've lost most of my tooth.
So what happened with the tooth situation?
Well, apparently I have got like an abscess.
Okay.
I thought I had an account with them, but that's a bank. And then I went to the dentist and she said, yeah, it's a she. She said, let me take an x-ray. And she took one. And there was the abscess.
Oh my God.
And she says, I'm going to put you on probiotics and antibiotics. And I said, okay. And she did. And it didn't work.
Oh no. No.
No!
Did you feel it?
Oh my God, I felt it so bad. And then I went back, and then she said, now I'm going to do a root canal. I said, how do you spell that? Is that R-U-D-E or R-O-O-T? She said, root. Oh. You know what? She literally stood with her one foot on my chest.
No.
To try and screw this fucking tooth out.
Oh my God. So is the tooth out now?
Yeah.
Eventually. So after like how? Gespook van hoe lang?
It was like 6 minutes. Six injections. I can't say injections.
Probably felt like 6 hours.
And then it didn't get better.
Oh no.
So what happened was, apparently when you have your a root canal, when they have the vortals removed, then blood must fill the cave. The cavity. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't fill the cavity, you've got a phantom pain.
Oh.
So I had this empty cavity with a phantom pain. It was horrible. You really want to take a Black and Decker and just go on boring onto yourself. You really feel like that.
Oh my word.
Oh. And I said, what's going on? She said, oh, you've got the
fake... scariest soundtrack, sorry.
You've got the fake cavity syndrome, she said. I said, oh my God, that's the one thing I didn't want. And so I went back. And there she was, smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then she opened up the tooth again.
And no!
She said...
Again?
Yes, she said, now I'm going to smash it a bit so it bleeds.
Oh, great.
So that we can have a blood clot.
Mm.
Oh.
So she did. But you can't put too much of that verdovingsmiddel, what do you say in English?
Mm-hmm. Anesthetic.
Yeah, otherwise the blood won't flow. So that prohibits blood flowing. So it was very light on the anesthetic. And she was growing. And it really felt like the devil himself was busy fucking me.
Oh my goodness.
In your cavity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was very, very sore. And she said, well done, Casper. Most patients cry now. I promise you. Most patients cry by now, she said. I was against the ground.
But your post was very mild in comparison to the story that you told now.
I didn't have energy to write anything anymore. So I got all these pain pills.
Are you on them now?
Yes.
It's going to be a very testy show.
Bolia biki deal.
And so the pain pills works for up to a while and then it goes off again. And I had to present Bingo this week.
Bingo?
I saw.
Bingo. Montel and myself had to go to Pretoria and present Bingo on this abscess.
So neck, brace, everything.
Everything on the hot pills. You know how many pills it was, I think, pain still or something it's called?
Yeah.
You know how many I took?
How many?
8. 8. Before the pain.
Yes, you should eat before you take them. How many did you take?
8.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, I ate, yeah. Don't be funny now. And so later, I didn't lose my mind, but I couldn't find it.
It's gone still. Like the book.
Were people laughing?
Yeah, they were, like heavily. And I don't know where we are now.
What are we listening to?
Oh, this is Suspiria. Suspiria is the new movie by Luca.
But this is from the original soundtrack.
Yeah, apparently. Is it?
Yes, it's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but you know these things. Because apparently the new Suspiria is a whole lot of shit.
I thought it was getting rave reviews.
No!
Like, it got a standing ovation at the one festival.
No, the people were walking out.
Oh, okay. They were standing to leave.
Christian Grey Woman, Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Johnson.
Johnson.
I think.
Yeah, she's in it, and apparently she is cuck.
I mean, did anyone think she was good?
Well, I'm not talking about Christian Grey. I'm talking about Suspiria. She's in Suspiria and she's bad. Dakota
Johnson.
Yeah. I think this show is for people who are very intelligent. Because we hopped from an abscess to a gay presenter high on pain pills to Suspiria, but the new version.
The new version. Speaking of new versions,
yeah?
I went to a pre-screening of Halloween.
Oh, give me background, because I read, but I don't quite know what's happening. Is it a remake?
It's a retcon, essentially. So they are essentially removing like 8 films from the canon.
Yeah.
So this film is essentially a sequel if all of the movies after the second one never existed. Very interesting. But really good. Oh, hey. By the way, the soundtrack is amazing. It's so good. It's so good.
Now, this new one has got Jamie Lee Curtis again.
Yes. And it's...
Now she's 90.
Yes, and she's dealing with the trauma of, like, all of her friends being murdered and...
So he never got up like he did. This is now... The second movie is where it stopped the first one.
So in the second movie, she's, like, in the mental asylum.
Oh.
And he comes for her at the end.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we left off. So now this one takes place like years in the future where...
So all the other Halloweens didn't happen.
They literally have like a line where they're like, just the story. Yeah, it's really interesting.
That.
And she had a family and it explains like how she was like an overprotective mother and like... It's so good. Like,
so have you seen it yet?
Yes.
The
yes.
Preview?
Yes.
Why didn't you invite me?
Because I only have one ticket.
What? You don't want to what?
I only had one ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I was invited by someone else. No, it's honest.
But if I get invited to things, I must always invite you.
I mean, you didn't invite me to A Star Is Born, so I mean, like, equal ground.
Oh, I must tell you about that.
Did you like it?
You know what?
I had that exact face.
You know what? I forgot part of my dental story is that I went to see A Star Is Born.
With Betty.
And afterwards, I vomited in the toilet.
Really?
Yes. And then the dentist said some of that vomit got into the abscess.
Oh!
And that is why I've got this situation. No, I didn't like it, Christian.
Thank you. I also, I don't know, there's something, like, I wanted to like it.
I did.
Did you watch
it? I also watched it. I had a very movie-filled weekend.
Yeah.
No, there was something about it. I feel like the directing, I'm going to talk about movies like 2 seconds, bear with me.
Yes.
But I feel like the directing kind of lacked confidence a lot of the time. I mean, it is Bradley Cooper's first.
But that's fresh coming from you. I'm laughing because this who is this guy? Bradley Cooper.
Hey? Yes.
Because he was like, this is like the revelation of the century. And he's like just the director, remember, in the promos?
Yes.
And it was cut.
And it blows my mind because it's getting rave reviews. Everyone loves it. And I went online. I was
that's
like,
I'm
need
confused.
Someone to agree with me. I need to find someone. Thank
I'm
you.
Here for you.
Like, I was just watching it. Like, my favorite scene in the movie was he's crying, like, crying, but, like, doing the actor crying where you can't really produce tears, so you're just pulling, like, I just ate a lemon face, and he's just, like, kind of, like, pulling this face. Meanwhile, Lady Gaga's, like, acting her ass off. Like, she's, like, tearing up and stuff.
She's tearing.
She was so much better than him.
Much better.
And I was like, maybe you should just do, like, one thing on a set at a time.
Yeah, because this guy, I don't know. You know the one I loved? The very first one. I'm sorry to be old-fashioned, Possums.
It's okay.
The one with Judy Garland that goes on for 4 hours. I love that one.
It's a double feature with Lawrence of Arabia, and you're just like in the cinema for 12
and it
hours.
It never stops. It never, ever stops.
Some people are still in the cinema to this day.
Yeah, like drips.
Some people raved about it on like social media.
Everyone raved about it.
Like, and some didn't. And like, I'm like, I need to go and see it.
You must go see it for Lady Gaga, who is okay. Yeah.
Much better than she has any right to be.
Yes. What is this now? What song can I play from that movie?
All of them are so
Shallow.
Sad.
Shallow was one, I think.
Yeah. Shalalalalo. Something like that.
And how bad was the Grammy reenactment?
I almost left. I had a panic attack because I don't deal with secondhand awkwardness.
No.
And the last time I felt that awful was when I watched 22 Jump Street and he had to do the slam poetry. I almost left because I couldn't deal. This was worse. There was the single like worst 10 minutes of my life. It's so
perfect.
I mean, but it's intentional, obviously.
Yeah, but can you shut up for a bit?
No. Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall
in all the good times I find myself alone. I thought she was singing. What shit is this now? And in the bad times I fear myself. No, you don't want this. What is this? What is this? Oh my god, is this she gonna sing in French now?
Oh, it's that opening track with all of the cars from Drag Race.
I slept there.
They had, what's that guy's name? I'm blanking on a name right now. Willem was in that opening scene. Willem the drag queen.
I love the song.
Isn't there like a pop song that she sings that's a hit in this fucking?
Yeah.
What?
Can you read me the track list?
I will.
And I'll tell you which one it is the moment I hear its ridiculous name.
Okay, I've lost the track list. Oh, here it is. Intro? No, can't be. Hey. Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
No.
No, wouldn't be that, would it?
That's what she sings when she's like walking through the tunnel.
What tunnel? I think I lost a lot of the
Were you You're like, this is shit. It's just word scrolling.
I promise you. And then I vomited.
You really vomited?
I did. I promise.
Shit, isn't it Collider?
Fabulous Fringe. Where's this?
It's like closest to the end.
Hey, is this a drag bar?
That was in the drag bar.
Yeah, but look, we do this every Friday night.
I can't wait for your dialogue.
Why did you come back here?
Because I live here.
Yeah.
about your dream.
Oh, I gotta change and I've got paint in my hair.
Yeah, I can see Blask on Bathanon on fucking neon feet.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Dulux.
Yeah, you wanna wait? I'll come have a drink with you.
Yeah, okay. I'll just grab something. Guitar.
It's so casual. He's... And then, like, Willem is like, yes, the whole time.
Tell me something.
No, she's not a star yet, so it's still later. She still needs to get, like, her...
How long did I sleep?
It's like a... It's a... Did none of these songs sound familiar?
Jesus Christ.
No, she... like, the movie's, like, 2 hours and, like, 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's long.
For me, it was, like, 10 minutes and a vomit.
You, like, woke up. He's like, why is she getting a Grammy? Congrats.
You just write that now?
Who's this? Who's this?
This is Bradley and,
Oh my god. I remember he peed himself at some stage.
It was a lot, yeah. I was not coping. That was the almost leaving part. Nope, still.
It's a long.
There's a lot of music in this.
Look what I found. Look what I found. Is it that?
No.
Heal me. Heal me.
Nope, it's not heal me either.
My heel? My heel? No. SNL, was there SNL?
Yes, it's the SNL one.
That's where I...
Were you awake at the SNL bit?
No.
Ready for, here's all four.
What's this now? This
when we gave our vows at the altar, I just...
Alec in 10.
9, 8, 7. Ready for, here's all four.
Here we go.
5 seconds. 4.
Oh, is this SNL counting down?
She's on SNL, yeah.
There's all four, and cue Alec.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alec.
Is her name Ellie?
Yeah. Did you watch her?
I think I should go watch it again.
You're like, I hated it.
But no wonder I hated it.
Why do you look so good in those jeans?
Is that it?
This is the pop song.
Why'd you come around me with an ass like that? You're making all my thoughts obscene. This is
not. Is she famous now?
This is where she's like getting like pretty big, yeah.
Why you keep on texting me like
yeah, that's
that?
Nice. Is this an original song?
I think so. But like, Bradley doesn't like the fact that she's going pop. He's like, this is not your truth.
She must go rock.
Yeah, because she's like, kind of like weird.
I think I should go watch the game.
Does none of this sound familiar?
Yeah.
I think we must go watch it together. Rotten Tomatoes actually gave it like 89%, which
really?
Is not bad.
It's not bad, Gavin.
That's like 11% from a perfect movie.
Yeah.
We feel perfect movies was idea.
But exactly. But Betty also didn't like it.
I saw it. Yeah, and like I related. I was like, thank you.
The word she used was meh.
Yeah, she said meh.
And then a lot of other people cried in the cinema.
Huh?
Yeah, they were criers.
Well, I was vomiting.
So, I mean, close.
It's very close, but not quite that
not
cigar.
The exact same.
Okay, but where were we again? At bingo, no?
Oh, yeah, you were bingo.
You were touching the man's torso.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad
I saw that
you
picture.
Said also.
I like that picture.
What picture?
Of you touching the man's torso, Kester.
So I learned about bingo. There's all kinds of
have
stuff.
Have you ever played bingo up until
no.
this point? Okay.
So, if you get a 3, you go, "Deary me, Debbie McGee."
This is so clearly an old people thing.
No!
Deary me!
It's Debbie McGee!
And then, imagine doing anything with that as an acceptable thing to call out.
God in heaven, 7. I swear. No, I swear, really. I swear. Golden Gate is 8.
Oh, it's like when you play Kings and you're like 5, 5, 5's a lot.
Yeah, but I was Montel, so I made up my own stuff.
Okay.
Because Montel can.
Yeah. Like, here's one. Ooh, it's up me bum. It's number 1.
Is he Irish? Oh, it's up me bum.
But it is for old people, actually. Bingo. So we make it fun and people can win really nice stuff.
Like what?
Well, with my show, the first show, they won a drawing of me.
Ooh.
And they won DVDs, and they won of me, and they won wine, not my wine, and they won
other fun stuff.
Was a drawing of you or drawn by you?
It was drawing of me, and so next week I'm gonna bring a drawing by me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If people want to come next week, what time and where?
Christian, it's a very good question, and I want to answer it now. Next week, Wednesday.
Not buying time at
no,
all.
Now, Wednesday next week at 7, mm-hmm. you should rock up at Beefcakes Pretoria.
Pretoria.
Okay?
Okay.
Have a lovely little burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. Have a lovely little meal.
Do they have like soy?
Oh my God, I want to talk to you, Christian. What has been? Are you vegan?
We've had this conversation.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we had. We had coffee, and then I had the whole thing where we had an issue with me ordering a sandwich, and then the lady was like, "We can put you like mushrooms." Would you like mushrooms? I was like, "I would love mushrooms."
So you don't eat meat.
I don't eat any animal products.
Eat animal product. Okay, wait. But before we
because this is a tangent.
Yeah,
let's finish bingo.
Bingo. So 7 o'clock, and you order the rice cakes, and then. Just past 8, you get your bingo cards. Woo, excitement.
So how does that work? Does everyone get a random like sheet of bingo
letters? Whatever. Yeah.
Numbers.
Numbers, I mean. Look, in America, it goes up to 95, hey?
Mm-hmm.
But they are the professionals. We only go to 75.
Okay.
We haven't got all night.
Mm. Okay.
So.
Is wat gaan slaap.
Yeah. So jy moet nou bingo kry in a ray. So ek gaan nou klik, die klik, it's number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me fourth, it's number naught, whatever. Mm. Until
and up me bum is number 1.
Up me bum.
We're learning.
And then if you spell bingo with your first
B-I-N-G-O.
If you spell bingo, then you win. Then you shout, bingo! And then
I create a price.
And then you come up and I must check your price. I must check whether you're lying or not. And then you win your price. So that is bingo, basically. So you come at 7 and you will leave very happily at 10:15 about.
So if some, like, let's, a couple questions. So it starts. And let's say someone is super lucky and they get, like, the first 5 balls are the bingo. Is that it for the night?
That person is either Jesus Christ himself or a very lucky person.
Or an actual leprechaun.
But what are you asking? Is the activity over?
We got two games.
Okay.
We got two. Okay. So what happens? Casper comes out. Casper's funny. Casper does the bingo.
Mm.
Okay. But Casper also has the ball boys. That is keeping him busy.
I saw the boys.
Then Casper goes away and Montel comes in.
Okay.
Montel does
the... Your agent's very busy at the moment.
I know. And the bull boys and Montel is busy.
Okay.
And then Montel wipes his mouth and then it's bingo time.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Oh.
So 2 for the price of 1.
Mm-hmm. And then also at the end of the show... at the end of the show, you can buy for 235 rand, you can lick... You can lick that fucking ball boy.
235. That's such a weird number.
235.
235. Yeah, it was some commission for me. And then, no, not for me, it's for them. And then, now gooi hulle nou a cocktail op die ou uit and jy lek hom nou skoon. Ben Affleck.
Skerp.
So that's
it. I was when we were there the last time, I think we were there as a group of the Casper Radio Show, and I was like, I wouldn't want to lick tequila off of that gentleman's torso. Even though I don't have a torso.
I'm sure that can be arranged.
For 435, I can tell you now, I can arrange it now, I can have to pick up.
Four? I thought it was 235.
No, if you want it licked off your fucking body. Of your dirty, smelly body. Then 435. So that's my story.
That was a fun story.
It's nice.
Yes.
So let us quickly go back. And talk about your veganism.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Okay, so why are you vegan?
Would you like to hear the whole story?
What happened?
Yeah. I went to China as a lot of sorry. So
okay, now I don't want drug infused stories.
No, no really. Dogs. No, no dogs. I wasn't at the Yulin Dog Festival. Okay.
Okay.
So I went to China to shoot a documentary, and they have a thing called wet markets.
Yeah.
And basically, what it is, it's like what we have spa and checkers and whatever, but it's outside. And it's all fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the animals still alive, and you're like, I want that chicken. No. Then they grab that chicken, and they'll whop its head off for you. Yes. And it's a lot, because you also see, like, little prawns, like, swimming in like, a little Tupperware. And it was just a lot for me.
Is it gay prawn, or is it straight prawn?
It's like, you know, bye. You know, it's okay. They don't discriminate. So you see that, and then when I came back, it was this realization of, that's what happens here, but it's behind the scenes. In Western culture, we kind of shield ourselves from that reality. And then I was like, I'm not uncomfortable. Then I went vegetarian for a little while, for like a few weeks. Then I watched the documentary, it's called Earthlings. And it's basically this, Joaquin Phoenix is the narrator, and they kind of go through all of the industries, all of the animal husbandry.
Give me the name again.
Earthlings, sorry, I was like blanking. Earthlings.
Earthlings, okay.
It's free online, you can watch it.
Okay, and then you will not eat meat anymore.
Yeah, because like I was watching it in the back of my car, and I was like screaming, no, dear God, no.
Really, really.
Because it's so real, and it's all over the world, and we really treat animal shit. And the environment is like... Like, did you see the other day, like, environmental scientists were just like, hey, guys, yeah, we're fucked. We goofed up. We're all gonna die. So... Well done, world. So then I watched that, and I was just like, I don't think I want to support this anymore, this industry anymore. And I was like, yeah, cool. So I'm going to stop doing that now.
So what is the substitute?
For what?
Plants.
So here's a way to wrap your head around it. Like, in our normal Western diets, we eat a very protein-heavy diet. Whereas a lot of vegans tend to eat a very carb-heavy diet.
Yeah.
But you can, for example, have like a Banting or a Atkins, like, and be vegan at the same time. It just depends on like it's just like the normal diet. It just you just shift things around.
So nothing, geen vis, nothing.
I also don't eat honey. I don't drink milk. I don't eat eggs. I don't eat a lot of jelly sweets.
Did you lose a lot of weight after this?
Not that much, because I still ate quite well. Like, I like cooking, so it's not a big deal.
But is that why you said no to my fluffs?
Yes.
I offered him a fluff.
You were so...
What is it?
My strawberry fluff.
Today's episode is brought to you by strawberry fluff.
Yeah, you ate the jelly tots. No. You had jelly tots earlier.
I got gums as well.
But you left the gums in there.
No, that's for the whole building.
I mean, there's only three people here, so don't pretend like you're going to run out.
That is interesting.
So what do you eat then?
I eat a lot of things.
But have you spoken to Kirsten yet?
Yes.
Because she also
We've been chatting, and I was like, because like she posted on her Instagram that she's like something about like animal rights. I was like, are you vegan? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, we're best friends now.
Good.
Yeah.
Because Kirsten...
His landlord's daughter...
Came with us... To
Tap Dogs.
Tap Dogs. And that's how it all fits in the universe. Yeah. See, everyone.
Small
now
world.
Everyone can go at home and go, oh my God, now I understand.
Yeah.
So you're vegan.
Yes, for over a year now.
So if I want to bring you a little gift, what must I bring you then?
What can you bring me? Oh my God. Fruit. I love me some fruit. Oh my God, your face. I like jelly tots. I think jelly tots are.
No, you said that was a sin.
No, jelly tots are made
jelly
from...
Jelly babies?
No, jelly tots.
Tots, yeah.
The normal ones, I think that one of the colors, I think if you get the berry ones, because you know you get jelly tots berry, they make it with like crushed up beetles, it's like red.
You don't want to eat that.
No, but the normal ones I think is made from cornstarch.
Do you go into a shop with an encyclopedia and Google
no.
and then stay for 5 hours to see what beetle gave his
I was
arsehole.
Thinking the same thing.
So for the first like few weeks you kind of do it, but then you kind of get into a rhythm, you know what to look for and you know what to avoid, and you kind of like the biggest like tip that you can do is like skim immediately to allergens. And if it says it has milk, dairy, or eggs, or whatever in it, you can just be like, automatically no, because allergens is usually bolded at the bottom. And then you can, after
no
that, you
eggs.
Can, yeah, but I've never been an egg person, so that was not a big deal.
Ooh,
for
I'm
me.
A big egg fan.
Eggs have always grossed me out. I'm like, I don't know why you do it.
Eggs and biltong?
Biltong, there are replacements for that. There's herbivore. I'm not a fan of herbivore, but there's another brand called O Poppy Seed that have really, really good vegan biltong. They have like these.
But you probably get them at like on specialized shelves and
yeah. Like I get mine usually when I go to, there's a little restaurant called Fussy Vegan. They have that stock there, and there's also like a lot of like little markets that happen throughout the month, all over Joburg, where you can get sweet vegan meals from.
That's so sweet. So you, well, not sweet isn't sweet, but that's so sweet that you are impressionable.
Eh? It's impressionable, not a bad thing.
That's good. So he was in China, he saw the bleeding fucking dogs, and now he's eating non-beetle jelly tots.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm very loud all of a sudden.
That's okay. Yeah. But I think it's important if something bothers you to try to affect change. Like
you are right.
Wherever you are in your life, like I think
yes.
being quiet and standing still is not going to change anything. And
you
like,
are right.
I've also started trying. I'm trying to reduce my plastic, but like that's.
He's trying to do what?
I'm trying
reduces
to.
Reduce plastic.
It's hard because everything is just covered
you
in
speak
plastic.
To yourself, you speak to yourself.
Okay, but you're very loud right now.
You're trying to eat more plastic.
No, yes, because it's the only way. I'm trying to reduce my plastic.
Oh, reduce your plastic.
Yes.
Sorry. Remember, I'm also half deaf.
Yes. Mm. And on prescription drugs.
I am.
All eight
of
them.
Oh my god.
I feel like you've
so bad. But listen. But what happened to you, Gavin? Because you unfriended so many people the last time I saw you. When did I see you last time? You were throwing a tantrum. Where was that again? Oh, Canary, the premiere.
Well, hold on. I've got a question before we get into it. When you say unfriended, was it like literally like on Facebook unfriended or just like cut them out of your life?
You know those... I went to the person's name and I had like, and you know, you go to the name on WhatsApp and there's a three dots and then it asks you options and then more options to click on more options and it's block. And I went to block, but then I thought, no, let me not be immature about this. I still want to face this person and say, listen, yeah, like why did you speak like so ill about me? And it's like, yeah, it's like a trusted person. It's like in the inner circle.
Yeah.
So
is that why Shemaine's not on anymore?
No. Shemaine, there's lots of love in the Casper Radio Show. Why? What did you hear? Come say.
Nothing. I heard nothing.
Yeah. And so it's just been an eye opener. Mm. And this year has been challenging for me in terms of like, just like, losing people on the side, and I'm like, loyalty is kind of hard to find,
very hard to come by.
Like, how? Like, I'm like, one person asked on Facebook, one of my friends said, if you like, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self? And I said, it's okay not to have 50 like friends, it's okay to have just 5. Focus on those because you'll be able to, I wouldn't say control, but it's just less drama.
Yeah, and like friendships are kind of like investments, and you're...
How many friends do you have?
Like...
if you have a birthday, like how many people rock up?
I don't do birthdays.
Shame, it's not a lot.
Yeah,
eh?
this is a tough question because my birthday is over Christmas, so usually everyone's like,
Christmas.
Yeah, my birthday's on Christmas Eve, so everyone's like with family. I'll just.
Sorry, can I just say that I got a message here?
No, you did not.
Can I quickly listen to it? What the fuck is this? Can I quickly listen?
Please.
Kasparov, die fok weet. Ek is op pad. Ek gaan probably 1 minuut voor. 12 daar wees.
Well, okay.
Ek is so jammer. Maar
nee.
Ek sien jou nou.
Nee, dis okay. Doch, jy gaan sê 1 minuut voor 1. Nee, dis okay, Jaco. That's our guest.
He bursts in a minute to 1. I had a dog.
Okay, we were at friends.
Yes.
How many friends do you have, Gavin?
Okay, so let me give you
it's a hard question.
Let me give you an example. So at the wedding, for example,
5 years ago. Mm-hmm. At the wedding, Alvino had more. He had like 30 family members. Mm-hmm. I had 4.
But are we talking family or friends?
And then on the flip side, Alvino had, in terms of friends, Alvino had 5 friends.
And you had 35.
Mm-mm, I think I had like 60.
Wow. So you're very 60. Social.
Yeah, because but now I'm chilled now. Okay. I've calmed down. I'm not about that anymore.
Okay.
You're not a numbers person anymore.
Okay.
No. Like if you were to ask me who is coming to my birthday party?
How many people are going to be at your birthday party?
I think about 10.
I think that's like kind of also where I'm hovering. I think that's a good number.
Mm.
That's manageable.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
And sincere.
Mm. Intimate.
How weird is it that you mentioned, when is your birthday exactly?
24th of December.
24th of December. Jesus. Shame. Then nobody cares. Birthday.
Yeah. I once like shouted at my niece because she was like, when do we open gifts? I'm like, it's my day.
And give me back my mirror.
It takes me back to a documentary I watched yesterday.
Earthling, remember? We must watch
also, that. Earthling gaan kijken.
What did you gekijk?
I watched like a documentary about one conspiracy, not a conspiracy theory, but like a proper theory about why, in terms of the Bible's description, hoekom Jesus nie op die 25ste December gebore was nie.
Oh, but that's old news, that one.
But I needed to revitalize like my, you know.
But that was about the winter solstice and kak. Mm. That is that.
So wanneer is it?
But
apparently it's a birthday.
3 Mei.
Wie se 25
September.
What?
Whose birthday is that?
Jesus.
He never existed.
I know.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Everyone, this is the Casper Radio Show where you learn more than you thought you should. Ek het hier so 'n ding. Ag, wil jy nie hier by my kom sit nie? Of ek gaan by jou kom. Ek sal by jou kom sit.
Okay. There's a lot of papers. it looks like of jy 'n voortrekker
van shop het. What?
It's like old typewriter vibes.
It is. I discovered it this morning, and I thought, let me bring it along, but I don't know what it is.
It looks like a toneel stuk.
It's iets wat ek geskryf het, and hierdie is iets wat ek geskryf het, ek dink, op school.
It's iets wat jy geteken het op school.
Op school, en ek het dit geskryf.
It's so maar mooi geskryf.
Maar okay, kom sit gauw hier so, Christian. Ek gaan kyk of hierdie fucking werk.
Okay, I'm gonna awkwardly shuffle around.
Will you tap that mic for me? Yeah, it's gonna work. Bring yourself here. Okay, so
back streets back. All right.
Yeah. What went wrong earlier?
I don't know. There's a lot of change here in the air.
Time changes.
Yeah, but you must come closer.
Okay, I just want to know where I'm plugged in. Can you put that one a little bit louder?
Which one?
I'm pulling it over. No, yonder.
This one.
Like I'm loud, but not in my ears.
This one. Hello.
It's a. One, two. A little bit too loud, but we're getting there.
Okay.
There we go.
I can't hear myself anymore.
I can hear myself loud and clear.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Amanda de Prier. I swear. And he's going to read it now. Okay, I've got something here I wrote, I think, op school.
Great.
Dit is die stoetram, is die ding sin af. En daar staan ons gemeenteblad. Nou 5 cent met AVB.
I'm not coping with any of this.
Remember, ons het AVB gehad. No, you don't. Oh, what? Blonde moment. Oh, Jesus, AVB. Kevin.
What is AVB?
Belasting op toegevoegde kak or something?
That's
is het die BTV? BTW. Yeah.
Belasting op toegevoegde waarde.
Okay, so that my joke was 5 cent met AVB, so that was the joke.
You've come a long way.
I know.
He's evolved.
So here we got a picture of someone I drew. She's got a cigarette in her hand and a bone through her hair. And it says, Amanda de Prier, jubilant. Na haar verovering van die mevrou Stoetram wedstrijd.
I don't think I understand a single
Prachtige Amanda is nou 26 en is nog ongetrouwd springboere. Nou, is die opskrif Ai Amanda. Oulike groot oog. Wen fair met skoonheidswedstryd. OK. Amanda de Pree het gisteraand ver weggehol met 'n oorwinning bo 19 ander hoop van Lafayette Christian, sorry. Het gisteraand ver weggehol met oorwinning bo 19 ander hoopvolle mevrou Stoedramme. Sy was aangenaam. Aangedaan, sorry. En kon haar oorwinning nie glo nie. Stoetram het met haar gaan praat. Hoe voel jy?
What the fuck?
Hoe voel jy?
My skouer is nogal seer.
Wie het jou eerste gevra vir volgende week se oorwinningsbal?
Verlede jaar juffrou Stoetram.
Wat sê jy?
Verlede jaar se Stoetram. Juffrou Stoetram. Linda
Linda.
Van die straat af langs jou NG Kerk.
Man, wat is jou Amanda, wat is jou geheime skoonheidsresep?
Mens moet gereeld kerk toe gaan. en baie jou winde stilletjies laat.
Wat?
Wat stilletjies wat?
Winde laat.
Jou winde stilletjies laat.
Skeer jy jou onderarmhare, gebruik Yuki Smal se nuwe skaapskeer R5.99. Fok jou Amanda.
Dis net 'n plesier.
Oh,
how was that?
Wasn't
that
wonderful?
Wel gedaan, Jelle. I had tears in my eyes.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
So these things I discovered in a lie. So I think we must read more.
How old were you?
I mean, I don't know.
Dis papyrus.
And then I've got a play here that I wrote as well.
Wow.
Twere op verhoog. En die regter, ons moet wag vir Jaco, want hy is, Jaco is a producer. And then he can play along and see if this thing's going to work or not. So I'll wait for Jaco for that. Is Jaco here already? No,
he's not here yet.
He has 9 minutes, so.
It's only 10 minutes. Okay. So we were at the bingo. No, where were we?
No, we were talking about Gavin cutting everyone
Gavin's
out of
friends.
His life.
Yes.
Okay, so you said to that woman, you are angry with her. You told me that at Canary.
Was it a woman?
It was
a
woman.
Yeah, it was a woman. Where were we now again?
Canary's premiere.
Oh, the family social worker. I was screaming at her.
Yes.
When I said to her that the children's home was homophobic and she is a total another social worker, was got nothing to do with that. So that children's home, and she dared tell me to my ear that no, they are not homophobic. And what? And I said, hold on, before you go on. Were you there? Did you experience what I experienced? How can you say? Now, this is now the person that needs to decide whether or not, like, my husband and I can go into, like, the next phase of, like, the whole thing. So I gave it to her. But then I apologized. I said, don't worry, I've calmed down now. So
and she said, it's too late to apologize.
She didn't.
It's too late.
Love one
She didn't say that, but she didn't even apologize.
Oh.
She didn't even admit that she was wrong.
Now it's too late.
But that is kommerwekkend.
Yeah, that you can assume, because I went to the children's home, so I worked with the children's home. I said, I found them to be homophobic, and you
say no.
You say as if it's fact. No, they are not. So that's why I was upset. Wat is my ander upset nou weer?
Your stomach.
my stomach.
You
I had another fight, man.
You fired someone.
A very loyal friend that's not loyal anymore.
I didn't fire someone, but I was subjected to lies this week.
Almost.
No, not that one. That was this week's drama.
But listen, I want to go back to this homophobic, not homophobic woman. But isn't that
Compusmentus.
Yeah, you compusmentus.
Excuse.
Ja.
Wat beteken dit?
Dat beteken die bekwaamheid. Dit is die woord wat ek wil hê. Die bekwaamheid van mense in daardie posisies. Dit bekommer my nou dat sy dan die een is wat vir jou sê nie, maar ons is nie, maar but she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the other day someone showed me something about SARS and some woman on TV who didn't know what the fuck she was saying.
Birth flu is such a dangerous disease.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? The SARS woman.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna look for it.
I was trying to like improv yes and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I promise you. Okay, go on about the incompetence.
Yeah, so and dalk moet ek hierdie storie in Afrikaans vertel.
Maar vertel in Afrikaans.
Gaan vir dit.
Wat?
Gaan vir dit.
I think I found a new comedian in the Casper Radio team.
Who?
That's Christian speaking Afrikaans.
I've got a really good, like, English person speaking Afrikaans accent. Gaan vir dit.
That sounds like a robot. Did you see that robot in the Australian...
Too loud, too loud.
Did you see earlier on, I was told that I speak too soft and it went harder.
So you're projecting this week.
Like, maybe I'm just getting excited. No. Die ander ding wat my bloed gekook het, soos gister moes ek 2 hoë bloeddrukpille drink. I'm on high blood pressure tablets.
Slight salt, right?
Can you? What? Salt?
No salt yet.
Salt. And then? Herbal salt.
I don't know. I heard like salt like causes high blood pressure.
And then
it
what
does,
else?
It does.
Yeah. I think people cause my blood pressure.
Okay. Salty people.
People that are just like negative.
Yeah.
And that bring about like just like this energy that is like unwelcome in my life. Like I can't deal. No.
What robot?
Dis hierdie story. Oh, okay. Ek het so gister wat my bloed gekook het gister weer was like I think every day now I've had that situation where I need to calm myself down. To bel, ek bel a collega in die industrie.
Okay.
En ek sê, hoorie so, waar was jy?
Yeah.
But no answer on the phone, no answer on the WhatsApp, nothing, emails, nothing for a whole day. And we're supposed to work on a project together.
Yeah.
And then I call the brother, the family member who you share a house with. And ek vra toe, maar waar is hy? En die een sê, hy is in Centurion. En ek sê toe, okay, hoe kom sy daar so? Vir sy dokter. Ek sê, maar hy het verlede week net vir my gesê, sy dokter is in Edenvale. Toe bel, eventually, after 6 hours, toe kry ek die persoon in die hande, en ek vraag toe, maar, waar was jy vroeger vandag, toe ek jou soek? Nee, ek was in Randburg. Wat het jy in Randburg gemaakt? Ek was by die departement van Binnelandse Sake. Like, I was livid.
The night of the livid dead.
Like,
what the fuck?
That looks like Mesa.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Ronaldo here. So, first things first, yeah.
Didn't you do a collaboration with him at one point?
It's not pink eye. Something flew into my eye and it's now been 24 hours and it's recovering slowly.
We don't
want to
know that.
But thanks for noticing.
Is Ronaldo
this video is going to focus...
Aquaval, what are you filing?
For all the wrong reasons. This video is going to focus on a SARS chief officer for digital and IT.
That's it. That's
making
it.
A complete arse of herself on national TV.
That's what
now,
I wanted to...
Before I get into the interview, I just want to clarify a few things.
No, no, don't.
Mamete Makeke Mokuane is the chief
officer. Fuck off.
That she said nationally.
Yeah, Ronaldo,
what you see on your paper forms,
We
want to put it on a digital platform and using HTML5 as an example.
So, Ms. Makeke Mokuane, are you therefore saying that Andre Rabi was lying to the commission when he said it was functioning at 20% functionality.
Ma'am, I cannot respond to that question. Can you say that again?
I'm saying Gartner, we understand, is the company that holds the blueprint that you would need to rectify the problem that currently exists. Is that correct? And if so, why are those blueprints not with SARS?
I would like to repeat that I joined SARS in 2017.
That the Bain restructuring has displaced about 200 managerial employees from their jobs. Is that correct?
I can't answer that, but I think it makes sense.
But why can't you answer it? Because this is as a result of the implementation of a certain IT system. And has it had the effect of actually displacing some workers within the system?
Let me give you a scenario. Organizations evolve
for dramatic effect
from time to time. And they consider, amongst others, insourcing, outsourcing.
What's your favorite source?
Centralization.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying? This is very incompetent, hey?
Like, she has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so it reminded me a bit of that. And that is why I played it, and that was the segue.
That was good.
I'm sorry about that. But back to your losing your friends.
So,
so how many friends do you actually have left, Gavin?
One, two.
Husband doesn't count.
Mm-mm. Okay, one.
Dog doesn't count either.
like literally, okay, that one person that knows like everything, everything. One, two, three, four.
That's a lot. Already.
Five.
They know everything. Yes.
Okay. Maybe one of the five knows
everything.
Okay. But there are five like in the inner ring, in the inner circle.
Okay.
And you?
I've got like one that like knows everything. And then I have like, I think like three that I think like are like really, like if I like break my leg, they'll come a run in. Because I can't run because my leg's broken.
But then I walked in here.
But you know what I'm saying? Like they'll drop everything.
But do you have like someone that you can phone like 12 o'clock at night and you stay talking for an hour?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is good. That is good. But you know what?
We call each other every few days. Sorry.
I'm not that friend that would pick up my phone at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I would be asleep.
Ex-Lapok.
No. My generation all have insomnia because the economy is ruined. So we're just like, fuck. What's next?
Okay.
And you, Casper, like how many can you count on your one finger?
One, two.
Oh, so sweet.
People I can count on. Difficult to say. It's very difficult to say.
The world is challenging out there.
It is very challenging out there.
It's when someone comes up with a really clever comeback. It was a difficult touche.
I think you're alone now.
I think I'm very.
I'm gonna play this back when with the podcast, and
you're
just gonna understand it.
You're gonna realize. You know when someone says like an insult, and then someone comes up with a good comeback, you're like touche.
Yeah, touche.
So when it's a like when you have to like really think about like the comeback, it's a difficult
touche. But you know where touche comes from?
French.
Now I'm like that guy from The Office. Now I want to up you.
Oh, it's when you do the sword fighting thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know about that.
Sorry,
but do you know how important it is, especially when we have like when we have a full team and guests in the studio to listen to the podcast, because I hear stories that I did not hear when I was in studio.
I know.
Like proper.
Can I like for a commissie van waarheid en versoening?
Yeah.
Can I say that I have listened to every episode we have done afterwards
always. I've never not listened again.
Oh, wow.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I think it's just because, like, on my show...
You don't listen.
Because we're so edited. We edit...
Your
like,
show? What do you mean?
He's got a show as well, man.
I have a podcast called Dark Stuff with Christian and Suad.
Dogs what?
Dark Wonder. Stuff. It's dark.
Donkerhoeters.
Dark stuff.
Yes.
I listen in our podcasts.
It's fine. But we edit ours. So.
Grobbelaar.
Yeah.
Why are you so English when you have a Grobbelaar as a surname?
Because I don't know. It's just like I like inconveniencing myself.
Oh.
No, like ours is heavily edited because it's a 2-hour show. We edit about like 30% down just to make it like funnier and more.
Oh my God. So
because this is Seat of the Pants Flying Cuck, I listen back to hear what we did.
Yeah.
You can, I understand if you edit something like stories and stuff, I wouldn't listen over and over to that. But like, because I don't know what happened, like this show, I would listen to again. I would like to know what happened in the show. Because I don't quite know.
Okay, so can I tell you what the first podcast is called of Christian?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, the most recent one.
Sentence Suicide and Baby Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you actually ever?
I haven't.
Welcome to Dark Stuff with Christian and Suanne.
Ek moet die luister as die kids in die kar is, nie?
But so Annie, you know, I dacht toe jy hier was nie.
I don't think
she looks like Amy Schumer.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
She messaged me, I'm crying.
Aww.
When now?
That was a joke. Because she loves Amy.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
I'm on a first name basis.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, it's like a true crime, horrible news podcast. So yeah. There's like, it's like you finish it and you're like, I'm depressed now.
Mm.
Yeah. It's great.
So how do we get out of our depression? We listen to the Casper Radio Show.
Yes.
That's why they go hand in hand. Oh,
but listen, there was a lot of other news we had to talk about, man.
Yeah.
Like what?
Okay, did we talk about the bingo?
Yes, we spoke about the bingo.
Yes,
we spoke about veganism. We spoke about friendships gone wrong. We spoke about Casper and his root canal.
Yes, we did.
We spoke about...
Are you okay?
Did that tell you about doggies? The snake?
I saw what? The picture. I was shook.
Wait. Where, what, and how?
Have you seen the 1992 film Anaconda? Because that was on his stoop.
What?
Snake!
I thought you moved away from all the evil.
No.
Evil follows.
And, yes, it does. It does. and this one made a little noise.
What?
The snake?
Yes.
Like what?
I was walking with the Lord deep in my heart. And I heard...
Oh.
Hello, Casper. Yeah. I can't do a deep voice. I was as deep as I can go.
And then I
heard... need my brook
and, then and then I saw a rather longish tail of a snake disappearing. In... Underneath my pants.
Seat. Waar is nou? Op die stoep van die huis?
Op die stoep. In two...
In die...
Two little pants. Slang. En toe fok en hardloop allemaal weg. Nee, toe kom allemaal. And then...
Allemaal listeners and people working there.
The farm workers came with pikke en kak. And then they found the snake underneath a toolbox. Which I wanted to go to earlier to get a hammer, to hammer something.
Could have been dead.
I could have been dead. And they found the snake. And they took the snake's head off. Like the Lord said, we should.
Like a Lego.
In Genesis. Like so that's what happened. I'll kind of tell you more about it, but you know what? I first want to say that our extra special guest at last is here. His name is Jaco van Rensburg.
Yay!
Uiteindelijk.
Hallo Jelle.
Hallo Jaco.
Hallo Jelle.
Way
from a distance.
Hallo. Oh, are you here? That is what I understand because I saw you and I didn't know why. Oh, are you here for the little prince?
Ja, ek is ook hier.
Yeah. Maar jy moet jou kanne opsit. Sit jou kanne op.
Nou moet jy net professional wees hierso.
Okay, so let us catch up and say who is who in this zoo.
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, ek is Nika Lombard. Ek speel die, ek vertolk English or Afrikaans. I don't know. What are we doing?
We don't know either.
Okay. I'm portraying the role of the little prince.
So you, it's like a woman, but it's actually a man.
Yes. Feminist. It's very feminist.
So why are you playing a man's role?
Because Elisma Badenos, the director, made a very clear choice to have an all-female cast.
I don't know why.
Is it still called The Little Prince, though, or is it The Little Princess?
No, it's still called The Little Prince.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I think part of that decision was because her voice sounds like a young boy.
I don't know how I feel about this.
We didn't know it is. And we didn't want to pay an exorbitant amount of rights to have children in the cast. It's ridiculous. You have to have six different casts, and they can only do like 3 minutes at a time, and of that stuff.
I forgot about those rules.
Yeah, nee, lieve hemel. And in the end, wie moet betaal daarvoor? Die mense wat die kaartjies koop.
Exactly. So nou het ons maar net 'n vrou.
Dis nou net jy.
Wat is 'n klip? Wat is 'n seentjie klink?
Ja, amazing. Sy's amazing.
Is it amazing? Now, have you met Christian? Have you met Gavin?
Ek ken vir Gavin, ek het nog nie vir Christian officially ontmoet nie, maar hello
now
Christian.
Now we have.
Wait, so how did you meet unofficially?
Well, long that I story. Can't tell you. Very long.
Oh.
Longer than expected. Oh.
Bless.
No. But listen. Now, the Little Prince story. This is a very age-old story. Let's begin at the very beginning. Christian, I asked you to do some homework for us.
I have a lot of questions.
Cool. Can we have your dissertation?
So, the first thing I have is... So, when he sent me this link, the what's the production house called? The house that's putting this on?
VR Theatrical.
I was like, oh, cool. A VR stage production. How does that even work? No, it's just a normal production.
Yes, it's not virtual reality.
Didn't you know that when you chose the letters?
Yes, that's how we get them.
Oh, okay. They're like, oh, I can't wait to put on the Oculus. And then they get there like, where's the headset? And
no,
then she comes out. They're like, I thought it was a boy.
Is there a bit of an attitude, you know?
Yeah. He's getting very defensive. So you're talking to Jaco van Rensburg.
It is Jaco van fucking Rensburg, Christian.
Well, there's a lot of love in the studio today.
Oh, my God. And so... So didn't you go any further
second
in your
question. Second question. Why this story of all the stories to have ever been story? Because you also did, I think I read like this, you guys did Avenue Q?
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah, well done.
So, and then like this is like a very like young story. Like it's for like younger audiences. Yeah. Why this story?
Because if we don't get young people to go to the theater, there will be no old people going to the theater in... A couple of years.
Hello.
Dory, you're welcome for the soundbite. Moving on.
Thank you very much.
But the story. A story is a story that's been coming for generations.
Yeah.
The Little Prince.
Don't say and before The Little Prince.
But do you know the music, the French musical?
I do know the French musical. Okay. Yeah. It's very classical.
But this is not it.
This is not that, no. We've turned it into a... we call it a mini musical because it's only 60 minutes long, and we don't want people to expect Phantom of the Opera. So it is playing in a very intimate space, the Peter Turin Monty Theatre.
But I am right, there is a snake.
Absolutely, there's a snake.
Oh, you nice see? Segue.
Segue. Oh. So there's a does the snake sing?
The snake doesn't have a song, but he hisses a lot and rattles a lot.
Jesus.
Why doesn't he her a lot?
He says, listen. When you walked in, we were talking about a snake.
Snakes.
Yeah, that's why. That's the segue. Mm. So now, that's how we linked everything up.
That's
now.
Why it's the Casper Radio Show.
Vertel my van jou slang.
Ek sal vir jou later wys.
Wat het gebeur?
Wel, ons het sy koppie afgekap.
Was daar slang by jou huis?
By my, op my stupid.
Oh my word.
Yeah. And it was quite... I went into a very... But look, I've got an abscess. I'm on a lot of pills. Ooh. So I went into a strange new world.
Okay.
When I saw the snake.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
Okay, everyone, slow down. Have you seen the trailer for Aladdin? the little teaser they put out? How do we feel?
I haven't actually seen it.
Is it the real actors?
The live action.
I don't know. Are they going to use the genie from the stage production?
I think Will Smith is going to be the genie. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how I feel about that. At the moment, on at the Monte Casino is your play Peter and the Wolf.
Yes.
Sing a bit of that song. I've forgotten it now.
That was a squirrel ad. Met die bank. Wat voor bank was dit?
Ja.
HBS
or HBO. So that is still playing.
Dit is, wel, ons maak Sondag toe.
Is jy ook daarin, klein prinsesie?
Nee, maar ek het gekyk. So as jy wil, ek moet 'n bietjie woe oor dit dan sê.
Hoe bietjie daar oor?
Woe ons.
Ek het gekyk, so, waar was het gister, eergister? En ek het het geloof, so.
Ek hoor stunning.
Het is beautiful, ook weer eens intiem, mooi set design, mooi story.
Ook weer Elisma, ne?
Ja, she's good, man.
She's good, eh? But the thing is, I don't, Jaco doesn't want me to come and see, she says it's for young children.
Nee man, ek het daar gesit en lag en klap en woe.
Ja, maar is jy okay?
Nee, is jy okay? Gasar, ek kan dieselfde vraag vir jou terugvra. Is jy okay?
Nee, ek wil het sien. Van Peter en die Wolf. Okay, so when Peter en die Wolf klaar maak, then do you move in with the little princey?
Straight away, ja.
Oh. Give me the name of the writer of the little princey again. Alex.
Nee. Dit is De Saint-Exupéry.
Yes.
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
Ja, want ek kan dit nooit sê nie. Soos Yves Saint Laurent.
Ja, net so.
Wow, I'm impressed. Wow,
dat
thank
was
you.
Goed. Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, the book came out in 1943. So this,
I know
it's of a time, maar the story is timeless. Mm.
And the interesting thing daarvan is that it's the book that's been translated into the most language outside of any religious text. Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I was like about to throw the Bible. I was like, the Bible!
Not outside of religious text. It's the most strong. We all have 50 taler. This is pretty incredible.
But why? What is so magical about this book?
It's got X factors. I think it's because it blends sort of symbology about why am I... It asks the big questions. Why am I here? What is my purpose in life? All of that stuff. But it makes it so palatable for youngsters to read. Because it's a little story, so it seems so simple, but it ponders all these big questions. And that's
it does.
Amazing. Yeah,
so we can go, Gavin. We can take you.
Can I just say on a point of order?
Yeah.
So now your lovely Kent has decided that. Is it a hey, ne?
Ja, dis 'n hey.
Het besluit hy gaan hierso met ek en Jaco. Hy gaan op ons earphones, so drop, gaan hy lê. So we don't have freedom of movement.
Is that what's going on with you two? I wondered why you were sitting with stiff necks. Is it Kent? Oh, shame. But listen, I wanted to go. No, but you've put me off my whole thing.
Sorry,
now.
sorry. You were talking. You say Laurent?
I say potato.
Voulez-vous coucher?
I'm still. Can I just say on a point of order, a quick commercial break? Your stories give for my rillings vandaag.
Ja, baie dankie.
Slange.
And that is the story of you two. Now, I want you to tell us a beautiful story by Bravecto about. Not by Bravecto. I mean, Bravecto brings it. Okay. But they like. Nice stories. So don't bring a story with guts and murder.
Okay. No Marley and me.
No.
No Marley and me. Well, a little bit of Marley, but more of me.
The first 10 minutes of Marley and me.
So can we go into that section before we forget? Because this is a very strange show, Christian.
Yes. What open parentheses, guest tells story. Closed parentheses, ellipses.
And no swearing.
Yes.
Yes.
So... every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart, and if it involves man's best friend, even better! Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Bravecto.
What kind of story are you looking for? Yes. Any kind of a story.
Favorite pet dog story.
Pet dog story. Mm. Okay, so I used to have a dog, but he got ran over. That's not a good story. Let me tell another one. I now have an amazing cat who... When he needs alone time, opens my drawers. I kid you not. Opens the kitchen drawers, gets in the drawer, and closes the drawer, and he stays inside.
Does the cat look like an Alsatian by any chance?
No, it's a cat cat. It's a real cat.
I've got music for you.
So tell us about this dog before he got the thing happened.
Ran over. His name was Pavarotti.
No, but
Pavarotti.
Wait, but this is a problem. This guy mustn't sing. It must just be music. Just,
okay.
Wait.
Set the mood.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
The cat, what Pavarotti.
No, the dog. The dog,
oh.
Pavarotti.
Oh, God. What's
it's
the Victor, story?
Dog. So,
Oh, yes.
The dog.
I'm trying to do something here. So, what kind of dog was he or she?
He was a pavement special.
Oh. Yeah.
How big are we talking? Like a little...
We're talking about...
They're singing again, for fuck's sake. Sorry, we've got to...
No swearing!
We are going to lose Perfecto because of you!
No, don't.
Okay, no, cut this out. Cut this out. Okay, now we're going to... Okay, now, in the podcast, it starts now.
Oh. Anyway, every now and then...
I'll sing in the background, softy.
Don't sing, no lyrics.
No singing.
I won't.
Okay, here we go. Every now and then you need a good story to warm your heart.
Oh, that's my cockles.
And if it involves man's best friend, even better. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Provecto.
Who's going to bring it to us, Christian?
Does it rhyme with schmaku? I don't know. Yaku, please tell us about your dog.
Right. And his little prince.
Yeah, so this little dog was about, sure, he was about 20 centimeters off the ground, pure white, and about 20 centimeters wide, hence the name.
Is he a square?
Yes, he was.
Like a cube.
He literally was a cube.
Okay.
That's why we called him Pavarotti. I don't know what went wrong in his childhood, but he ate a lot of food, and in the end, he could not... Get away from a car.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Right. We're going to talk about the fun, but how did you get him?
Uplifting message. Because they lifted the dog up. Do you know that, Christian?
We did.
You raise me up.
They did. And because isn't that why dogs are there? To raise us up?
Totally. And he had an impact on so many lives.
But how did you get him? Did you just find him on the street or
tell us that story?
He was eating, apparently.
So here's the thing. He was a baby dog and he was dropped off at the SPCA. And we were looking for a dog, and instead of buying a dog,
we
feel absolutely very strongly about that. We went and we found these little puppies, and he got a loving home.
Did you know immediately when you saw him? You're
yes,
like, "That's my
I
dog."
Did. They say you don't choose your dog; your dogs choose you. And I just sort of went into the pen and sat down, and he was the first one to.
Yeah,
come
he
to
comes
me.
To you.
Yeah,
hey.
He really came to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, you're my dog," and. That was the end.
There's no music. There's no music.
Before this takes a dark turn, this animal story was brought to you by Provecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks.
It's for 12 weeks, you know.
And it works for pregnant dogs, works for baby dogs, works for nursing dogs.
Okay. And lactating.
And lactating, yes.
That's 3 months.
But was Pavarotti lactating?
He wasn't.
Oh.
He was a boy.
It's the only woman that can lactate.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I've got no clue what
I've got no clock. I lactate.
You know, I have
lactate.
An interesting story. Lactate.
You
I
know.
Have an interesting story.
Our SPCA guy, so when we went, we also decided not to buy. We were looking for sausage. We went to the SPCA.
When don't we look got for sausage at the SPCA.
You do.
Dogs.
Yeah, no. You need to keep your ears closed for. And
Perfecto.
Then when we got there,
Perfecto is the best. Yeah.
Mm, when we got there, so there were two sausage dogs there, right? So, yes, like Daxies or Daxies or whatever tickles your fanny, and then
Perfecto, the best for everyone.
Perfecto, perfect from my Brevec to my Brevectos.
So how's the guy from the for any of the listeners who's interested in my story? So how's this guy from the SPCA when I say I want that one with the white at the bottom, right? And he's like, no, but don't you like that one? And he's trying to sell me the other one.
The
I'm like, what nonsense is this?
It's malignant fate. Crying out to you, and he's trying to remove him.
Exactly.
From you.
Exactly.
Do the toes choke again? From the head to your
Brevectos. From my Brevenic to my Brevectos.
And did
you're covered.
And did you choose it at the end, Gavin?
I chose what I wanted
the
to
sausage.
Choose.
Good for you.
And is it still alive?
It's, no.
It's still alive.
Oh, is it? Yay.
I'm genuinely surprised at this point that any dog survived.
Why?
But the funny thing is, when we went overseas, we had a sitter. So we had just gotten, like, Coco's her name, like a week before the time or something.
Was she a poodle?
No,
this is a sausage dog.
Oh, I thought the sitter was called Coco.
No. The dog is Coco.
She comes in with maracas, like, I'm ready.
And Coco, Coco het een dag het Coco gepoefie in die huis. But she's a puppy.
Coco puffs.
Toes Coco, nou is Coco getrain om buiten die huis te wees vir hy rukkie. But we're like, our dogs have freedom of movement.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
Yeah. Poo-poo where you want to. No swearing, Provictor. So, really, if you get a dog once again, Yaku, you can give this Provictor pills to them.
Oh, also, okay. it's like intravenous, I don't know, it's in the blood because like, they eat it. So they can swim. They
that
can
cool.
swim with it.
So it's not a powder or
no.
a
No,
it's
no,
amazing.
No,
it's
not.
Pill,
no,
it's like a little treat and you're like,
that's
eat this.
That's amazing.
It's like a little treat.
That is amazing.
But like, don't you eat it. Like, I don't think that's
I won't.
Safe for humans.
It tastes like liver.
Have you tasted it?
Yeah. Sides of the lamb.
Smells.
And
fava beans. And a nice
I had it with fava beans and a nice shanta. You know what? It stays active for 3 months. Die bosluise klim van daai honde
af. Hulle spring af.
Hulle sê verskoon vir my glinspring.
That's amazing.
So that was a beautiful story. I think there's a story here somewhere for someone.
Ek wil gou nog 'n interesting fact ingooi.
Ja.
Maar ek is terug by lactating.
Okay.
So I honestly was wondering why do men and male animals have nipples?
I can tell you.
I know as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I say and then you can say if I'm right? Because we are all made with nipples. You haven't decided whether you're male or female yet.
When you have nipples.
And then the X and the Y's go. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When you're in the womb with animals as well, there's a point where you're...
I mean, we are animals.
You're both, right?
Yeah.
We are animals.
I'm
yeah.
still. Yeah.
I'm also... Like, apparently, I'm also a boy.
You're so,
so
above everyone else.
And we're back in the room. Full circle.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You
that's why I said you always learn something on this show.
Always.
Can I say the word clitoris?
Oh yeah, the ad's done now. We can like...
if you could see Gasper's face.
You want to see it?
Okay,
why did you want to say that?
I just wanted to say because that becomes the penis eventually, apparently. And correct me if I'm wrong, listener. But
oh, is that what happened to me?
Oh, is that what didn't happen to me?
I see. Funny, oh, but this is a very learn. I'm scared for a second. Really
Dr. Jonty like bursts in. He's like, I actually.
But the Little Prince, I want to look for the soundtrack.
Kasper, ek het vir jou 'n sound clip gebring.
Jy is die pragtigste ding ooit, maar waar druk ek hom in?
Ek dink, kan ek hom
op
my foon indruk?
Is dit die iPhone?
Ja, gee vir my jou pipiekie.
Wat so?
Pas nie by.
I saw. Probeer net. Oh, ek sal strek. Ai nou, hier. Jy moes my gewaarsku dat ek net warm gemaak het.
Ja, goed, jy die gat daarso, daar.
Okay, en is dit in?
Ek sit net die boodskap. Waar is dit julle?
Ek weet nie. Ons het nou pregnant pause wat ons moet vol.
Minder vir pregnant. Jaco, kyk nou eers deur sy
pregnant, soos die hond
mailbox.
Ek kan 'n liedjie sing terwyl ek hier
sing.
Sing 'n liedjie.
Die
klank is aan.
Ek sal vir ons 'n stukkie sing. I'll sing a little part from The Little Prince that he sings.
Is who composed it?
Wessel Oudendaal. Yes, original score by him. Beautiful, by magical and Maar ek sal nou ietsie sing.
Okay, so.
Okay. I just have to get into character.
Okay.
So I need to check up. Little boy parts is lower the voice.
Jakob so pas die song gekry en dan begin sy sing.
Grown-ups are very strange. When did they change their point of view? Maybe it's true that life will be lonely
when it's only ourselves we live for. Because big up my scene of Isma, yeah.
Jy het verander in 'n fucking chipmunk.
Wessel gaan my doodmaak, want dit was te hoog, was fijn.
Oh, I loved it. Without
anyone. Kom ek speel vir dis clip, kan ek?
Okay, van wat
so my hier
is? This is a tiny little 40-second excerpt from the show, so you can just get a sense of
from
what
the
it sounds
prince.
Like. Yeah, good. So it starts with the pilot, the narrator, who crashes in the
That's
desert.
Right.
And then you'll hear the plane crash, and then after that there's two little tiny little excerpts of the rose that sings a song, and then I think of the businessman who the little prince travels from planet to planet to planet, and he meets all these weird people. So it'll just give you a sense of kind of what it sounds like.
Okay,
I could unfurl us now.
Okay.
Mm. Anyway. Hard.
So I lived my life alone, without anyone that I could really talk to.
Is it Nutty Prince?
Until I had
Aviator.
An accident with my plane in the desert of Sahara.
Is jy ook in dit? Daarin bedoel
ek. My stem is daarin.
Oh.
We use lots of voiceovers. Mm. So to play
can't
thousands
to see
of
you
characters.
Present this. Okay.
And then it's all sort of shadow puppetry mixed Ooh. With real puppetry mixed with real actors. So it's a very interesting blend. Elizabeth said she doesn't want it to feel too traditional. So she wanted it to have an otherworldly quality.
Yes.
And she decided to go with sort of shadow puppetry and mediums that we don't see very often. And it gives it a very interesting sort of quality.
Who must go and watch this?
Well, we've aimed it at sort of 10 and up year olds, but it is definitely got an adult appeal as well. We opened it in PE about a week ago for the first time.
Oh, and how did it go?
It went really well, and we got great feedback, and now we have a week to do rewrites and little restructures.
Okay, yeah.
And it was our out-of-town tryout, exactly.
Yeah.
So got great feedback, and yeah, now it's in a good shape for Joburg.
Okay.
Can I just add to that? This is flippin' interesting, but so daar was op 'n stadium there was a really boere Hilux oom met sy twee pedigree boxers. See, I'm linking, I'm segueing into the dogs.
Nice. Very nicely done. Provecto, are you listening?
So I had the in aunt come kyk and they had an interview with him afterwards and they said, so how did you find the show? And he started speaking Afrikaans eventually. He was like, yeah man, it's about the inner child. And that old conservative man got the message just like that.
One of the critics in PE said, one of the pool quotes that we use is, it says, this is a child-friendly production that reaches out to the hearts of adults.
Like adults have
and
existential crises.
Exactly.
Kids have like fun.
Totally. And it really functions on those two levels. So you can decide whether you want to buy into the symbology and all of that stuff, or whether you just want to listen to the pretty songs and look at the pretty pictures. And it is very, very beautiful. It's a beautifully packaged little production.
Always has been, the story.
Yeah, it is. It's charming.
And
speaking of pictures.
Yes.
It's Ooh. Christian makes a bad fact. we'll workshop it a little bit more. Did you know that Orson Welles was in talks with Disney to actually do an adaptation of The Little Prince?
No, I didn't know that.
You nodded and said, yep, I knew that, so I'm questioning it. So yeah, he was in talks. That's the guy that did Citizen Kane and
I know
War of the Worlds radio play. How crazy would that have been?
Yo, he was in talks with Disney.
Yeah, they wanted to collaborate and make The Little Prince.
Would he have played the planet?
Sure.
Shame.
But what? I'm actually want to test your knowledge again about the prince, which you had to go and do housework for. Why? What's the appeal of this story?
What's the appeal of the story?
Yes. And I'm talking nicely now.
I don't know. You guys sell the story to me. I actually don't know what you mean, why appeal the story.
Why do people love it so much?
Isn't it about a boy? Okay, so this
don't ask me questions.
No, I'm asking questions.
Oh, okay.
They're rhetorical. You don't have to answer.
Okay.
Isn't it essentially about a boy asking these, like, very challenging questions about, like, that's what I get out of it. Like, I think that's the kind of the universal appeal, because it's these questions that everyone actually has.
So this man with a French name.
France.
Antoine.
Yes. He sort of put his finger on it.
My finger is on the pulse of the zeitgeist.
You think so? You think that's what happened?
So, Christian, did you read the book?
No, I've never read the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you didn't do your research.
I got an article this morning, and I was convinced I was going to see a VR play. So I'll have you know, I came in disappointed already.
Admit it, I caught you out.
You did.
Then come see the play. You won't be disappointed.
Okay.
I can guarantee you that.
Hit me up with the ticket.
Sure.
That was easy. I can just do that.
You can.
Oh!
Was there ever a movie made of The Little Prince?
There is a movie.
2 years ago.
With a score. There's two movies. There's one first old movie musical in the 60s with Lerner and Lowe from My Fair Lady.
And Bob Fosse
played. And Bob Fosse played the snake.
Knowledge just flowing.
Yeah. And then there was the animation.
Was it like 2016?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Brand new sort of 3D animation. Pixar, but they sort of screwed with the story a little.
Was it Pixar? Now I'm
going to
know.
It was Pixar, I think.
Can I have a look?
I don't believe you.
And that check up. And
Pixar usually
And they turned it into a story within a story. So they added a lot of extra stuff because the novel is only
it's
a thin little novel.
Yeah.
So I think the executive said, you must make it into a 2-hour movie. Yeah. And they had to write all this extra stuff. So it's a story within a story.
How long is your play?
It's an hour.
Oh, that's not
bad for you, Gavin. Mm. You can
But I can take one child. I can't take both children.
Which one must you bring then?
Because the one is not 10 yet. She's 6.
No,
the other one is 15.
No, she will love it. There's no age restriction. It's just...
There's just like one death scene with like...
We had 2-year-olds there as well. Their attention was kept. And yes, there is... The play does revolve around love and loss. And I think it opens up conversations about death, which I think is really important for little ones and their parents or whoever the caretaker to engage in. But the death is not gratuitous. It's not
grotesque.
Gratuitous.
It's poetic the way that the death is handled. And
I think death is something we don't talk about
exactly.
A lot.
Exactly.
Listen to my podcast, Dark Suffocations. It's like 90 minutes of death. Anyway, it's produced by On Animation and Orange Studios.
Who? Okay. Not Pixar.
No.
The Pixar.
Not Pixar.
Okay.
It's not Pixar.
It's M6 Films, LPP TV, Orange Studio, and
Who
On
fucked
Animation.
Up the story?
Did they?
They wrote other stuff that's not part of The Little
Unacceptable.
Prince.
Unacceptable.
No, it's not better.
What? Did you see these cameras are roving?
I see.
But the scare is also. But I don't know why the screen is showing or facing like the window. Why is the screen of that camera not facing us?
I don't know.
Because I would not be able to stop staring.
Because Big Brother is watching.
There are things happening in this building today which we didn't know about, hey?
Like what,
Gavin? I feel weird. I feel weird.
Do you feel a presence?
I do.
Presence.
Let me take out my Ouija box.
Feeling a presence.
So, the 27th of October, I would have loved to have come to The Little Prince, but I can't.
Why?
But because I'm busy, okay? But
he's a busy man.
He's busy like murdering snakes.
But told, when can I come and watch it?
From when until when is it?
25 October till 25 November, so you've got a month.
I've got a man, and if I love it, I can come again and again.
You can, if there's seats. With Peter and the Wolf, we ran into this problem. Really? We invited people, they didn't come in the beginning, and now it's sold out. Now we had to turn them away.
Congrats.
It is pretty amazing.
The same happened with the Christmas Carol.
It did happen with Christmas Carol last year.
What's happening with you and the children stuff?
I think it's family entertainment. People want to go to the theater with their families.
Because we only have Disney on ice once a year. So you're giving people like some like theatrical entertainment.
Yeah, I suppose so. And something to talk about.
Because you can only watch so much Ben 10.
Also, we feel, we as parents feel bad because of the fact that we go out at night. So like this week I went out for the Casper radio show. Yeah. They had to stay at home and things like that. So we feel bad. So when we do things like that as a family, it's like I don't feel that guilt anymore.
So you have to, I have to guilt them into taking their children with them. That's what you say. That's what I'm hearing.
Quality time.
Okay.
So I'll I'll be there, my probably after exams.
That's fine. I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you. When the Queen Bee
of England stepped onto the Yorkie's tail. Philip! Philip! Get the Brevecto!
Bring the Brevecto! Get some Brevecto, Philippe. No, when the Queen Bee...
Beyonce?
No, I... My upset. When the Queen Bee is born, she calls her sisters. Why? Sorry, I heard my upset.
You heard it?
Yeah.
When a Queen Bee is born, she calls her sisters.
Jello? I don't know. Jelly?
Why would she do that?
When Simon for royal jelly. Produce,
is this like a fun fact or is this like a joke?
No, it's a fun fact.
I was like trying to think of a punchline.
I don't know.
It's coming.
Something to do with mating.
Oh, a Christian will love this.
Mating, something.
Oh, because she used to kill them.
Serious?
Yes. The sisters, not the men.
The Queen of Hearts?
There's only one queen, my darling.
This is true.
Mm. So she calls out to the sisters, and they all not naively go,
Because they're a threat, right?
Yeah.
So steekvelle dood. Met die dolk deur hulle harte.
Isn't that just
Afrikaans?
Oh, and I needed you to tell me something. Castle Rock, have you watched it?
Castle Rock, I've not watched it. I'm trying really hard. There's a lot of TV shows you asked me to watch. I watched Popstar.
What is Popstar?
You motherfucker! Whoa! You said watch Popstar. 18? Did you? Were you conscious last time we met?
No. What is Popstar?
The one with Andy Samberg, and he's like,
oh, did you like it?
Yes, I liked it. It's funny, eh? It's really funny.
Yeah. I remember now, but that's not a series. That's a movie.
So next up is Castle Rock for me. I can't.
Yeah, but Castle Rock is a series. I thought you wrote something about it on the internet. That's why I asked you. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Why?
Yeah, I've got a joke for Yaku. This guy goes to his grandfather, and he says, he's my rapport, Opa. And Opa says, that is my argument for Afrikaans. And he's here for biology. Maar hier bij wiskunde is dit nou... Wat staan hier? F, opa. Waarvoor staan FF? Feitelijk vocal.
Precies, dit is precies. Klinkt soos my wiskunde.
Het klinkt soos my eyes.
Oh my word!
That was a good one.
That was a solid joke. Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that made up for all your grim stories earlier on.
Casper,
what is
this? Because I need to get to this.
Okay, I want to ask Yaku. Yaku is the producer of VR Productions. We know what VR stands for now.
Not French reality. Not that.
So I wrote this play when I was very young. And I discovered it this morning.
Oh, wow.
We've already read some stuff I wrote when I was younger, and it didn't go down that well. But now I've got a play here. It says play.
Play.
Twee kantore op die verhoog. Aan die rechterkant, a listener, tick machine, blommer, and a radio.
Would it look by a deer?
I know. You see, that's why we are... But we, through you. The secretaresse come in. Say cocoa gum. So your budget.
Daar gaan die every deep expendables.
Die werker stap verby die secretaresse na die agterkant van die verhoog deur 'n deur agter. Dankie.
Foley.
Okay. Die werker sy is Sue. Dan sy is Sue. Sue. Jy's 'n werker. Ja, sê.
Môre Sue, iets gebring vir die tyd om te eet?
Wat wil jy hê meneer?
Nee.
Nee, jy moet die skrif. Is dit improv?
This isn't Second City, okay?
Ja, seker. Okay, I'm gonna play it very dumb.
Ach, that's fine.
Ja, seker. O, waar is ons wag? Wow. Okay, ja. Ja, seker. Kouer lewerkoekies en spinasie vir die tyd. Sue skakel die radio aan, baie sag.
Ja, kom dit lees.
Daar is sopas verneem dat 'n misdadiger wat 'n vonnis van 5 jaar uitdien vir die diefstal van juwele Sebastian Gous vanoggend ontsnap het. Hy is 1.7 meter lank, sy massa is 85 kg. Hy het ligte gelaatstrekke, blou oë en ligte hare. Hy klink soos Hitler. Toe hy laas gesien is, was hy gekleed in gevangeniskleere. Ons herhaal. Sue skakel die radio af. Sue! Nou baie rustiger, kou stadiger aan die kougom. Baas kom binne, iets wat ontstel.
Okay, Kevin is die baas, geef hom.
Môre meneer, het u gehoor van 'n juwele dief wat ons ontsnap het?
Môre juffrou, ja, ons sal nou versigtig moet wees.
Ons sal moet.
Sue en baas af. Sodra hulle af is, gaan die gordyne weer oop. Gordyne is oop, dieselfde toneel. Hoekom gaan dit dan toe? Ek dink jy teks het bietjie werk aan nodig. Maar well done for trying. Ek dis actually getik. Dis op 'n tikmasjien getik. Ja. Met 'n bietjie herskryfwerk, meneer De Vries.
Miskien wou 'n bietjie avant-garde gegaan het, ek weet nie.
Dis baie special. Dis amazing.
Okay, well, ons gaan weer volgende keer aanlees.
Dis 'n vervolgverhaal. 'n Leon van hierop vervolgverhaal.
I think it takes guts to share something from way back.
Ja, dit doen.
Want ek sal skaam wees vir die goedes wat ek gespreek.
Ek kan dit nie onthou nie. Ek het dit nie gelees
hoe. Jy kan nie onthou wat ons gesprekke gehad het nie. So hy's
fine. Verander dit in 'n radiodrama, man. Lekker wees.
Maar dis nooit vir die
Casper radio show.
Ons kan ja, ons kan teks vat en dan gaan ons dit opneem met byklanke en musiek en alles. Yes. We'll do it like that.
Awesome. Ons het 'n teepartytjie daar tussen die slange daar by jou.
Ja.
I'll make the tea, you guys act.
Now on the 28th of October. The 28th of October. What happens on the 27th of October? The Little Prince.
Opens. Yes, opens.
At Peter Turin's Monte Cassino.
Yeah. I thought it was 25.
No, that's preview.
Okay, sê die laaste stukkie, skus, ek het oor jou gepraat. Tickets wat?
Tickets at CompuTicket. Now open. Book now.
Lovely days.
Okay.
So, en terug na jou toe?
Die 28ste Oktober. Gepraat met slange. Die 28ste Oktober is daar op 'n plaas. 'n Ding met die naam van Friends of the Farmer.
Friends of the farmer.
En dit is nie 'n Afriforum kak ding nie. Dit is regtig farm.
Kom swat by ons.
And what we do, well we I'm not the farmer yet. There is like 11 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. There'll be drink, meats, Millies for you. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, we have a vegetarian, yeah.
Oh. He's like vegan. Very... Yeah. He discovered it this morning. Mm.
Let me just say, we had a whole lunch at one point where I made a whole thing because I had no vegan option, so I was like, can I please have toast with this and this on top of it? Had this whole conversation, and she's like, and he was like, are you vegan? I was like, yes, I am. Whole conversation, like 2 months ago. Yeah. He was surprised this morning.
It's because you're still alive. I'm also surprised.
I'm like, I'm not anemic.
Well done.
I can't remember that.
But the listeners weren't there during your lunch.
No, they were not. They were not. So there's
and
no
I problem. Was also surprised.
So the friends of the farmer, the fof, will then...
Fotof.
Will Fotof. Then be a wonderful day. If you're interested... There, amongst me and the snakes, will be this beautiful day. It's called Friend of the Farmers. If you're interested, go to Facebook.
Sorry, what's it called? I don't think you've said...
Friend of the fucking farmer.
Vater Pfiffer.
So what? It's a marquee.
And it's on Facebook.
It's a Facebook page.
Yes, you can go there. See if you can find it, Gavin.
I'm
going to
see.
A little 1,276 likes.
Sure. Yo.
300 people
are going.
No. Oh. There's not 301 people are talking about this.
Oh, you see. And what do they say there?
So basically, it's still opening up, but
You got one of those.
Events. Just more than a week ago. Mm. So excited. Don't miss out. Make sure your bum has seat next Sunday on this magical day.
Yes,
that's awesome. The official host. That's make sure your bum has seat next Saturday, Sunday on this Sunday. Magical day.
Okay.
Make nice. Sure your bum is.
Wow. I will ensure that.
And there's a cocktail, which looks lovely. Okay. And I don't think there's meat in it.
So, hey.
But it's not going to be outside, actually. It's going to be inside.
It's outside and inside. You can see the view. It's beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
If you don't have Golden Circle tickets, you sit outside.
Yeah, but you can go in and out. It's a barn.
Yes, it's a proper
long
barn.
Table. But the rocks. Wait, there's some snacks on maybe. And then.
Don't go to the rocks.
Don't go to the rocks. But have your. Have your whiskey on the rocks.
On a seat.
Have your bum on a seat.
Have your bum on a cock. What am I saying? Oh, what am I saying?
It's like my lacquer, actually.
It does.
I've got snot on my nose because I laughed so much that all of a sudden I feel I've got snot.
Or saliose with those kind of
things.
It's
not true, hey?
No, nothing.
No, okay. You're good.
But don't do that. You look like a cocaine.
Yeah, I have it. Anyway. Wow! Shoo!
650 rand per kaartjie.
Wow.
That's what I didn't want to say.
Boy, en wat kry mense daarvoor, wil ek weet.
Dis like baie gange.
Is dit? Oor, dis baie...
Okay.
Dis is 'n plaashuis,
net baie gange.
Baie gange. En dan op die einde natuurlik 'n lekker stoelgang. Neem ek aan.
Meat sweats.
I think it's going to be a bit exquisite because if I look at the pictures that they've teased on their Facebook page, it's easily something that could have been done in Rosebank or Sandton.
It's gorgeous. It really looks gorgeous.
Stylish.
How many people are there in The Little Prince?
Three vrouwen.
What?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Three women, eh? Mm. Wasn't there a play called Three Women?
Was there? No, Pretty Woman.
That is Three Sisters.
Oh, Chekhov. I just check off your leister.
Chekhov's gun.
I'm impressed.
Three acteurs.
Yes.
And then I get work your Skari Puppeteers.
Puppeteers?
Potpourri?
Skari Puppeteers? The backstage traffic is choreography like you haven't seen. We should sell tickets for backstage. But die drie doen al drie op een of ander stadium...
It's
honor. So all three of them are doing shadow puppetry. All three of them handle the puppet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
And what does Vessel do?
Nothing.
He's already composed the music.
So
he's klaar.
He's klaar.
And jy klaar gesing?
Ek het klaar gesing.
So hierdie arme girl hardloop rond saam met haar sisters.
Sy doen. Hulle hardloop soos drie malletjies rond.
It's amazing though.
Het julle oxygen tanks backstage?
Nee, jy het water in jou spiere en dis dit in jou kop.
My Frans is sterk, so dis fine.
But
hoekom kyk jy vir my so aan? Dis why you say Jans is.
I don't need to prove it to you.
I'm not saying you have to prove it.
Oh my god, this tennis match, my neck is just here. Like,
I was like,
Christian is sitting on the one side, you sitting on that side.
I was trying to bring it back to the whole, like, feminism angle. And you no-anded me. And I had no way to go from there.
Well done.
Always say yes. First rule of improv. Yes and.
I was like,
yes. Always positive, yes.
Yes, strong woman, yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Women are strong.
Eventually,
yes.
I will bow down.
Ooh.
Okay, that just... Never mind.
At the end of the play, you will bow, and then...
Take a bow.
Yes.
And then you'll go home.
Do you know that in 1565, something happened for the first time?
I'm sure it did. Something must have happened.
Yeah. And do you know what it was?
Uh-uh.
It was quite incredible.
What's 1869?
No,
1565.
So that was
before Shakespeare.
That was even then.
Yes.
And you got it there. You got it there with the name Shakespeare. Okay, so what did Shakespeare use?
A spear. Pen.
Close.
Feather.
Close.
Quill.
The other thing.
Ink.
No, not a pen, but a?
Paper.
Pen.
Soul.
Yay!
Okay, a pencil.
For the first time.
15.
Really? Oh, 1565.
Wow. I didn't expect to be that old.
No, me neither.
Like, that sounds like a recent.
We should. I feel like we should improve on that thing.
We really should.
What? Like, improve on what?
Knowledge.
On the pencil.
Why?
It's time. You
it's time.
It's
you
like
know?
The toilet. Like, it's not evolved. No, it's just kind it's of just been sits there.
And it has a whole room dedicated to it. You're what?
Like, get on it.
Off it. If you're more than three children.
I'm going to tell you what you're good at by you telling me the month you were born in.
Where?
Yeah.
Okay.
When is your birthday?
July 24 July.
Did you see what happened here? The thing
I see.
Instinctively ran away.
Oh! He's like, this segment sucks.
July. You're good at making friends. Am I right?
Yes.
Clearly not with Christian.
It's fine. You know, it's okay.
Christian, you're December, hey?
December.
Back work. Snap.
Yeah.
Ooh. Boxing Day. 26th.
Oh. 24th.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you too.
This funnel all item is your fiasco.
Totally. So close. Mm. And yet so far.
I know, and I can see you both bitter.
Yeah, very much. Or only one gift for my whole freaking life.
All
Noch even. Totally.
So you're Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
And you're 24th.
Christmas Eve, if you want to give it like a fancy name.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shame.
What time were you born?
Like at lunchtime, like at 12, and then my mom went back to the hotel. She's like, cool, got to get back to work.
No.
Was she a maid?
4:30 in the afternoon.
What?
Was she a maid at the hotel?
No, we had like a little hotel, motel kind of thing.
Kwart voor twee.
That was one of those fun conversations people listen back.
I think five conversations going.
People can rewind and listen to the other conversation.
Listen to this in surround sound stereo. 5.1.
Betty and Shemaine usually does this, have their own conversation. I can't believe I just did that. I apologize.
What month are you born in?
You've not told us yet.
What are we good at?
Nothing.
I know.
April.
I could tell you.
You're good with shopping.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes. Mm.
But complicated shopping.
Okay.
I would go to that place for the bargain or the special, go and drive that place.
Are you
and that
saving
like
up
that.
Those little pick and pay 5 rand stickers?
Coupons.
No. It's like it's annoying. Like that I don't do. I'm not a coupon person.
That's bad.
The Decemberists are good with spending money.
Yeah.
Good with spending money.
Mm. Yeah, we know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. My empty bank account.
Why didn't I marry a December person?
I don't know. I don't agree with mine. Mine is getting lost. I don't get lost.
No. What do you mean?
You don't.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
You like
lost.
Getting lost.
I'm lost now.
Directions. I'm lost.
I'm lost. I don't know what they mean.
He's lost.
I've got the GPS. Why would I get lost?
Totally.
Maybe it's like mentally. That maybe makes no sense.
That's right.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Exactly.
Maybelline. Because you know, Christian, I didn't remember about your veganism.
That's okay. You know.
Back on that.
You also didn't remember about the show that you saw, the movie A Star Is Born.
Not a Pop single star. Thing. He watched A Star Is Born.
I vomited afterwards.
He went through the soundtrack and he couldn't remember a single song.
A Star. What? A Star Is Born? Lady Gaga.
He was drugged
you
up.
You can't remember?
I was drugged because of my tooth.
Your abscess.
My abscess. I was by abscess.
He's obsessed with Lady Gaga.
Okay. I'll go again. Have you seen it?
I haven't
I'll
seen
go
it.
With
I have
you.
To see it. Yeah,
I'll go with you.
I do have to see it.
And if you vomit too, then we know.
Then we know. Okay, it's not
because you're not. Okay. You don't have an abscess.
No
you're
excuses.
Can I ask what was the reason for your vomiting?
Popcorn.
Prevecto.
Stop eating the dog treats.
Prevecto. Prevecto is the best. No painkillers. Too much on an empty stomach.
Oof, oh dear, this is like
because I do. You know, I've got three different kinds. Stool pain. another one, Cerebrex or something.
Cerebrex.
So daar ene, en dan is daar nog ene wat so driehoekie is, wat is hy nou weer?
Viagra.
Stimrol.
Stimrol.
daar het ook, maar nee, dit is...
driehoekie.
Is so driehoekie. Pijnpil.
Wat een kleur
is
hy?
Letterlijk LSD.
Wit. Hy los so op.
Is dit stil naks nie?
Nee, stil slaapies.
Diet I know still not stopping.
And then I have to drink glucophage 1000. And I have to drink that stuff that you drink with your stomach doesn't let you vomit. So it didn't work, obviously. So.
No, it didn't.
But I don't want to talk about myself. No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
I'm not obsessed.
I'm not obsessed.
Where have you been, Gavin?
Can't you
oh, my God. From Christian to me. Yeah?
It's so nice.
I'm basically a God-fearing person. But we feel is.
Okay, so when I say get up and run, what?
Fire!
There's a snake.
No. It's the number 31. Get up and run. We were talking about bingo.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And so that's how we started the whole show. It was about 31. Bingo.
Okay.
And that's
I like number one. It's my favorite.
Like
up your bum? What yeah. Yeah.
Up me bum.
Up your bum?
Perfecto is klaar. Ons kan nou maar vloog. But
ooh, up the bum.
Up the bum?
Up the bum.
No, it's a Jamaican a bit, eh?
I'm channeling.
But listen to this. Masturbate. It's number 8.
What?
I'm stroking mine. It's number 9. What?
What?
Sure. My ass is sore.
I think
24.
I think you're making this up.
I'm not.
Is this from Bitchy Bingo?
This is from my Bitchy Bingo.
That's fabulous.
Isn't it?
That's fabulous.
I would like to go.
I mean, rape
the queen. It's number 3. I think we should all go.
As long as there's lube, I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. The loop will be there and we will be watching.
On air.
Now,
live on
the
air.
Rhyming stars.
It's cute. It's cute. We have fun here.
We have. Always.
This
we
was
learn.
An interesting show.
I know. What happened in 1565, Gavin?
The first pencil came out.
Yes.
Came out.
I'm gay. Pencils came out. I'm gay. Sorry, I like lead.
Do you know what a pencil is in German?
A Schwanzsticker.
A Bleistift.
Ach, Bleistift. Nein. Bleistift.
Stay straight. A stay straight.
Really?
A
Bleistift.
A pencil. A Bleistift.
And I think with that, we have to leave the people. The clink.
The
stave.
That's exactly what it is. Bleistift.
So...
Sure.
So I've got to look for a song now that I must play for us.
Yeah, but indicative is from the show.
Not at all. I must just look for something here.
Anything.
What is a raspberry? What is a raspberry beret? What does that mean?
I don't know. It klink for me as a Franse iets.
When doves cry?
Lana Del Rey.
When doves cry is Creed.
Yeah.
Creed, when doves cry.
Is it playing?
No.
Let's spell. Oh, daar begin die show.
Okay.
Creed.
Is this when doves cry?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So people, I want to thank you all for being here. It's always nice to be professional. And thank you for the cast of The Little Prince.
Thank you for having us.
It was lekker.
We'll see you daar by die show.
Yes.
And thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Christian.
You got there in the end.
And we had a lot of fun, and I'm going to listen to this
we
show
had
now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Perfecto. CliffCentral.com